right, let's get into it. Shall we discuss the issues of the day? Why not?
Why not?
Famous. Yeah, remember how many people here are listening? Actually, none of you. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. Remember the fellow that was on the old Steve Allen Tonight Show? And the big, this was the funniest. Steve Allen had the funniest laugh. He had a wonderful, hilarious laugh. Rich, if you can find it anywhere, an audio of it, just...
Yeah, let me go and hunt that down.
Steve should be
Allen's laugh.
Don't be lazy, Rich. Come on.
There was a big, tall guy with dark hair, and I can't remember his name. And it was just, Steve Allen would make some pronouncement. This guy would pop up from nowhere and say, "Why not?" So when you said that, Jennifer, I just popped back into my memory bank when I was a very young kid.
Glad I could jog you back.
Why not? Yeah. Okay. The situation in Chile this morning is anything but pleasant. As many of you know by now, a big, severe earthquake in Chile. Some people say it's 9 on the Richter scale.
8.2, 3,
whatever it is.
Yeah.
No matter what, it's big.
That's big.
A big, 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 big deal.
Got a tsunami heading towards Hawaii right now. It should be hitting there in the next few hours.
Yeah, but how much force does it have, Richie? How high?
Not a ton. No. It should be, by the time it gets to Hawaii, it should only be about a foot.
Yeah.
But enough to cause some, you know,
okay, but here's
concern.
Let's go deeper than that. Let's think about the shipping lanes in general. Did you know that on average, two big ships a week sink in the oceans around the world?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that. Every week.
Two ships a week, on average, sink in the oceans around the world.
Why?
Because of storms.
Because I've heard that tsunamis, because it's waves underneath the water, that the tsunamis don't necessarily hurt ships.
They can ride it.
Well, they can ride it if they're pointed into it. They can't ride it if they're on the sideways. It's Poseidon.
It's when it hits the land that it makes a big impact.
Well, it can make an impact on anything that's in its way. Or that's in its wake, if you will.
Yeah.
So the circumstances, though, the shipping lanes, I don't think people realize, on average, at any given day, there are 24,000 ships that are in motion around the globe. I'm just talking about freighters. I'm not talking about cruise liners. I'm not talking about pleasure craft. I'm talking about just freighters. 24,000 ships, like the ship in Captain Phillips with those cargoes
right.
And carrying oil.
If you ever get the chance, the Panama Canal, to watch those things be manipulated the way
amazing.
That they are, and it lifts them and moves them, it's an amazing thing. But back to the earthquakes.
Yes.
I didn't know this, but Chile sits on an arc of volcanoes and fault lines circling the Pacific Ocean, known as the Ring of Fire.
Yeah, it's the Ring of Fire. That's why they make such delicious wines down there, because the soil is awesome because of that.
It's also, if you look at the mountain ranges usually, if you go through mountain ranges around the world, to the west or to the left of them, and I don't know why this is the case, it may be just me theorizing, but from what I know about earthquakes, most of them happen to the left of major mountain ranges. There are faults to the right, but most of the activity is to the left.
Yeah, most problems happen to the left. I mean, there are faults on the right, you're right, but usually it's the problem on the left.
Since 1973, Chile has had more than a dozen earthquakes of a 7.0 or above.
They seem to always get them. I know the big ones. They must.
Better them than us.
They had an 8.8 in 2010, killed 500 people.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, this is a mess. The mess, it'll be. It's tough on the economy, but even remember what it did in Northridge? It was a $65 billion bill. This was 84? When was the Northridge?
Oh, no, it was 94.
86. 94. It was a four somewhere.
I was in high school. My school got knocked down.
20 years ago.
Cool.
Yeah.
20 years ago. Imagine all the kids here.
No, I mean, our school was the only one that actually got destroyed during the Northridge earthquake, because, I mean, literally, it was like a mile, 2.5 miles from the epicenter.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, it was really cool, because it was during finals week. It was on Martin Luther King Day, so that was a blessing, because no one was really going to work. There was not a lot of traffic. But they had to assume, the people at the school had to assume that you would have gotten an A on your finals.
Really?
Because we couldn't go back in. I mean, we weren't allowed to go back in.
Isn't that with the Budweiser plant?
Straight A's, baby. Straight A's.
Jennifer, isn't the Budweiser plant?
Close. It's in Van Nuys.
Oh, okay. All right.
But let's right look at this. I mean, we had this the quake in California. California's been shaking and rocking and rolling a little bit the last month.
Yep.
We had this one in Chile.
The big one, Richie.
Obviously, the Earth is saying, "Hey, listen, we got a few things we got to, you know."
It's all connected. Those plates are all pushing together. You know, you let a little bit of steam off, and everything gets
brighter. Everything needs to move.
You know how naive we are. This is so silly. This planet changes like this and has
every single day
for billions and billions of years. And we don't notice it. You don't see it because in our lifetime, our short lifetime, things don't really seem to change. And now everybody's all got the willies because they see changes like the mudslide in Washington. And that's a superficial sort of on the surface. Things will change. But what we're talking about here, the earthquake, is the importance of the plate that covers the core of the Earth and how what's on top of it, i.e. the land masses, the mountains, whatever it is, those are on top of the plates. And so when the plates shift around, like they have, look at the map of the world today and then go find one from a billion years ago that has been, I mean, they do these core drillings so they can find out what was going on the Earth, however many, 50 million, 50,000, whatever, years ago. And so you see where Africa and South America were one, where Europe and parts of North America were one. The Earth has changed. Look at the miles between South America and Africa now. At the closest point, about 1,450 miles. So in a million, maybe a billion, who knows how many years actually, the continent, the whole continent, moved 1,400 miles. So, you know, come on, let's not get all worried and worked up about this. Although it's tough for the people over there. It is a natural occasion, national occurrence. I mean, it is a natural occurrence. So anyway, but it still is interesting to see what's going on. This portion of the program brought to you by Intuit TurboTax. Amazing things that you can do with Intuit TurboTax.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks. Then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Do you know your credit score? Have you checked it lately? Do you even know where to find it? Well, Discover Card is changing all that. Because Discover is the only credit card that gives you your FICO credit score for free every month in your statement and online. It doesn't get much easier than that. And knowing your credit score is important. It can have a real impact when you're looking for a car, a place to live, or even a job. It's just another way we treat you like you treat you. Discover Card. Free FICO credit score online and in your statement. To get yours, go to discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. Limitations apply.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at staples.com/happy.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. How quickly can I do this 60 seconds? Bob, Rich, you think I can talk straight to that guy so I can talk about how to get rid of wrinkles and facial lines on your face?
Well, yes, you can.
Can I do that?
Phew. Oof. Take a
break. All right, so we were just talking about time and how brief our time is on the planet in each of our lifetimes if we have more than one. I'm not interested in stopping time, but I would like to help you stop bags and puffiness and lines into your eyes.
You don't want to look like you've been here a while.
No, you don't want to look like Yoda when he gets right down to it. 700-year-old man. Wasn't there? What was the name of that? What's the Mel Brooks comedy? Is it the 2,000-year-old man or something like that?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, you don't want to have a face that looks like it came from that show. So I'm going to suggest that you try Genucel from Stem Cell Therapy for bags, for puffiness, for lines around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Instant effects. You'll see Genucel working in 12 hours to alleviate the puffiness, the bags, the things under your and around your eyes, combat the wrinkles and the facial lines. No nasty Botox, no surgery, just Stem Cell Genucel. Instant effects. I underscore that instantly. You put it on tonight. Tomorrow you'll notice a difference in the lines. Call 800-543-9262. When you order Genucel, you'll mention Doug Steffen. Get a jar of that legendary Esotique face cream. It'll take care of the wrinkles on the rest of your face. So your face is going to be pluperfect pretty quickly. 800-543-9262. Guaranteed to work your money back. Genucel, get rid of the wrinkles and facial lines and the puffiness under your eyes. 800-543-9262. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. I'm coming to you. Kenny Kessler is in, he's in San Diego. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Richie's in Washington. I'm in Florence, South Carolina yesterday. Stopped into affiliate WMEL. Those of you who were listening to the program yesterday afternoon when John had me on the air, the first thing I said to him, what's the story with this Bill Bennett being on your station early this morning? And at that point, I became the victim of a hoax that was something that actually hurt my feelings. Because I should have known that McFadden would do something to screw with me.
Uh-oh.
On April Fool's. It's too good not to
what
have
happened.
So he sits there with his smug laugh.
Yeah.
You hear him now. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle.
I got you.
By the way, Kenny, were you in on this too? I want to know who was in on this. Jennifer wasn't in on it.
I wasn't. I was innocent.
By the end.
You were in it on the end.
After the show, I let Kenny in on it. After I dropped your connection.
Yeah.
I said, Ken, by the way.
Terrible.
So yesterday morning, for those of you, John Harper, who runs WMEL, is a great friend of this program, and I like the guy. You know, a good friend.
He's a good guy.
So yesterday, he has me come down. He wants me to stop at the station. He wants me to go on the air before.
I did not notice.
It sort of worked perfectly for the scam. So I get into his studio about 25 of one. He calls. I said, what the hell's the story with, how'd you have Bill Bennett?
I had convinced Doug through people emailing him all morning long, program directors and listeners, that their station was airing Bill Bennett instead of Doug Steffen.
Right.
So he goes on the air with John Harper, who was in on it with me, and John Harper calls me up, telling Doug it's his engineer to be able to explain what happened.
Yeah. And so as soon as McFadden went on the air, I knew what this was.
That's a very elaborate prank.
I did it in 10 minutes while watching The Blacklist on Monday night. I emailed John. I'm like, hey, you want to have some fun?
And you did have it fine.
It was fun.
At my expense, and thank you, Richie. Yeah. 21 after on Good Day. April Fool's to you, true boy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
See if we can get out of another pair of singers from The Voice last night on NBC. Team Usher's Morgan Wallen and Stevie Joe are singing The Story of My Life. Would you want to crank this up a little? What do we know about the song itself, Kenny? Jennifer, what do you know about the song?
Not One Direction. It's... shoot, hold on a second, I'll find out.
All right,
he's
going to
think about it, because I don't know.
My daughter loves this song.
It's something poppy, but he made it into this, yeah. Which is always fun.
It's One Direction.
Actually, you know, I'm impressed to a point, as are others, with the quality of the singers on The Voice.
Talent, it's really good.
Yeah, Jen, yesterday when you were catching up on your sleep, we were playing a duo that two of the guys did. I can't remember the names. And they did a Stevie Wonder song, and it was just
good.
Phenomenal. Yeah, it was really good.
Well, that's
good.
What I was talking with Doug about earlier today. Sometimes those duos that they put together are even better than they are just standalone singers.
Yeah, these guys are good.
That's rare, because look at on American Idol. It sounds like a cruise ship when they put
people
awful. Together.
Yeah, terrible. All right, Richard, thank you. These guys have got to become friends over the course of this as well.
Yeah, the team members become friends for sure. Yeah.
And same on American Idol. I mean, they're all going through this together. But the neat thing about The Voice is that it behooves them, these two people singing right now, to make each other sound better because they want to do the best performance that they can.
Right. So they'll get stolen even if they don't get chosen.
If they're any good, they will.
Yeah. So while they're competing against each other, they're really trying to make each other better and then trying to win. Nice. And then if they don't win, they're trying to get picked up by another judge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good sports.
It's an interesting.
All right, so let's listen to the thought process. If we can eliminate the foolishness at the end with the phony suspense, let's see who Usher figures out is the better one.
Let me start with you, Morgan. Dude, you have a falsetto? I didn't even know that.
I just found out.
Good timing. What it shows me is that you're a student and that you understand that you have to do the work, and you did. That's what made this performance an experience for me. Stevie, you once again showed everybody here that you have a soulful essence. It's those tricky melodies when you're able to just come out of left field and just shock me, man. I'm like, damn, what a talent, right?
Thank you. Usher, tough one for you. Who is the winner of this battle?
Well, I gotta go with my gut. Oh, no.
How annoying is this?
This is the stupid part of the show, the fakeness of this part.
For the winner of this battle, I pick Stevie Joe.
Although, right, so I've got to give Usher credit there. He didn't go through the whole, man, this is really tough. I don't know. He just kind of said, for the winner of this battle and delayed it. It was a little suspenseful, but, you know.
Not much. Adam took Morgan at the end of the night, at the end of the...
That's the thing I don't get about this show. They're not really getting rid of anybody. They're just kind of trading.
A couple of people yesterday went down the road.
Yeah, your judges only get two steals, so...
Okay, speaking of going down the road, how many people are annoyed that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame did not bring all the members of KISS into? I'm annoyed because they haven't yet brought the Moody Blues into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I think is outrageous. But the fact that Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley are inducted with Ace Frehley and Peter Criss. But what about the rest of the people that have been a part of KISS?
Oh, because those are the four original members. They aren't over the years, they've kind of, guys have bailed out of the band, and they've brought in these other kind of, like, part-timers.
Yeah.
So that's just, I wouldn't, don't bring in a part-timer. A fill-in.
So you don't think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was wrong?
Nope.
Some of the people who KISS do, some of the fans do.
Whatever. Those are the four original guys. Those are the ones that originally did it. They're the ones that belong.
All right, what about the Moody Blues? Why aren't they in?
They'll be in. They should be in.
Yeah, they ought to be in. Right, exactly. Yeah. 28 past the hour. This is Doug Steffen. I belong in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Dogs are a-jumping. You know, the primary reason that dogs jump up on people is to make eye contact. Imagine living in a world where everything interesting is happening 5 feet above your head. Of course, you'd want to jump up and see what's going on. The correction here would not be to punish your dog, but to eventually teach her that nothing interesting is going on up there. Spend time at your dog's eye level. In fact, have lots of friends and family spend time with her on the floor at her level. It'll prevent a lot of jumping. If your dog does jump on you when you come out to home at the door, it's obviously because the dog is excited. And then you say, no, no, no. How neurotic is that for the dog? He's excited to see you. He's jumping up and you're saying no. So it's really important to spend time when you first come in, have a special item in your hand that the dog only sees when you come home. Get his attention off of you. Hand him the toy as soon as you walk in. Give him a few minutes to calm down. Then the greeting will be a lot better. But the most important thing you can do to prevent jumping up is keeping down on the dog's level. Oh, more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Let's get ourselves back into some action here. We let you come join us because we are nice folks, and we are very eager to have your input and your attention.
And we want
I let
you here.
Jennifer join us, and I let Richie join us, and I let Kenny join us because they all have something to say. What do you have to say about the issues of the day? Help yourself to 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. You'll see some of the pictures that are connected to the program. My dog, Charlotte, has a tutu on today, and that's been posted at Facebook.com.
She really misses you. She, like, dresses up.
What'd you do that for?
I didn't do anything. My niece, my grandniece, my niece who runs the store on the farm, her niece, Macy, loves Charlotte. So they are taking care of Charlotte while I'm on the road.
Okay.
And so the last night they were doing dress-up.
Okay.
And so she's 5 years old, and she got out a tutu, and she put it on Charlotte.
That I understand. All
did
right.
you see, the, Kenny, you saw the pictures getting posted. What did you think of Charlotte and the tutu?
Beautiful. Absolutely.
Yes. She lovely? And you can tell by her face that she likes it very much.
The only thing Charlotte gets excited about is things that she can tear apart.
That's also true.
So I'm sure she just kind of sat there and took the tutu with a
grin. She looks at
with
that face. Yeah, her face is very, very telling. She was on my bed yesterday and didn't get off. And that was because, you know, I'm not around, so she stays close to things and places where I am. All right, so on the road, Florence, South Carolina. Tomorrow I'll be in the studio with Richie.
You
and you can be sure I'll kick him in the shins or do something appropriate.
Because that's the only thing he can reach.
Yeah. All right, just to finish off the conversation, if you didn't hear what we were talking about a few minutes ago, Richie grabbed me good. April Fool's yesterday. How many of you had really good April Fool's? I want to see if we have, Kenny, any people who tell us good stories about what happened to them.
He did you dirty, but it was pretty good.
No, but it was good. Yeah, and he's happy to tell you how smart he is because he figured out.
I wish I could have been a part of it.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't have told you, Jen.
Why?
I convinced Doug that another show was running on the stations that were on instead of his show by having people email him and managers of the radio stations around the country. So, but I would not have invited Jennifer in on it because I've tried that before, and Jennifer is so nice. She thinks that I'm being mean to you.
I never ruined your April Fool's Day.
No, I know, but you always think I'm being mean.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you are.
And that's right, but sometimes to have fun, you have to be a little mean.
But for April Fool's Day, I probably would have been fine.
Right.
Let's revisit the big Chilean earthquake. 300 prisoners escaped from a maximum security prison. 300 female prisoners.
Right.
Took advantage of the earthquake. They have flown the coop. They set fire to the site after the jailbreak. The penitentiary was being evacuated anyway. So it's around 4:30 local time down there. Apparently 39 have been recaptured, but there'll be plenty that'll make their way in and around and out. This is a good movie here. This is a great movie.
Oh, absolutely. An earthquake-fueled jailbreak? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I'm surprised it hasn't been a movie already.
A lot of you have been hearing discussion about the GM CEO on Capitol Hill answering questions. These phonies who are running for re-election, chasing this woman around who had nothing to do with any of this. She didn't start the job until the beginning of this year. So what does she know about what happened? She's doing an investigation, to be sure, because that's her job. But she's not a party to this. There are people who are that ought to be held accountable. But the problem is going to be that General Motors reorganized in 2009. So under bankruptcy protection, whatever happened before that, nobody's going to get a nickel out of it. Nobody's going to get any. And that's part of the confusion here that people don't know. People say, General Motors. Rah, rah, rah. General Motors went bankrupt. So whatever happened in 2001, 2004, 2006 doesn't make any difference at all. There is no money that's going to come from General Motors unless they feel benevolent and feel like they want to help these people. They would not ever be required under law to pay out anything to these victims unless it happened after 2009 when they reorganized. It's that simple. And for these guys, these phonies,
I can't
grind this woman up the way they did when she had nothing to do with it. Is there somebody responsible? Sure. Should somebody be fired? Yep. Should somebody go to jail? Maybe. But none of that stuff is really, you're not going to get any money unless they decide that it's in their best interest, PR-wise and otherwise,
right?
Because they went bankrupt.
Because they're going to pony up that cash.
They are insulated from this. Now, you got to wonder about the management that keeps it. Those people are still around.
She was part of that management.
She was in the engineering department. She didn't design it. She didn't make the excuses. I don't see that, Richie. She may have been an engineer.
You know what? I cannot take it when I see politicians grill CEOs of American companies.
And they never grill themselves.
Exactly. Like, they are holier than thou, higher than mighty, and like, we've never made a mistake. And they get up there and like, you lied. I'm like, look at the pot calling a kettle
she
black.
She didn't lie about anything.
You.
All right. The Powerball winner. How much? $420 million, right?
$425 million.
Good for her. Yeah. Is it him? Or do we know who it is?
It's him, yeah. It's James Buxton, I think his name was.
Yeah.
And
where did he buy the ticket?
He's Buxton out all over right
now. Yeah, Buxton out all over. He, apparently, he sat on the ticket for a few days trying to get all of his affairs in order. And
meaning he's like divorcing his wife or something.
Apparently. And shows up at the I guess he doesn't want his face to be shown or anything like that, so he's not doing interviews.
That's smart.
He's smart.
Smart.
But he showed up wearing a shirt with a picture of Yoda on it saying, luck of the Jedi I have.
Oh, jeez.
And he does.
Just way to rub it in, buddy.
Yeah, good job, fella. 21 before the hour, the air transport officials are still talking about politicians and being foolish. This thing with the Malaysian airliner continues to grab headlines, and people just shake their heads at the lack of anything substantive and the amount of time, although it seems to be dwindling, the amount of time, and because people just aren't getting any answers. So the only thing that came out of this yesterday that I see as positive is the word from the head of the International Air Transport Association, who promised that no airplane will ever go missing again. The only problem with this is Mr. Tyler, who runs the International Air Transport Association, said the same thing after the Air France flight in June of 2009 went into the drink. And they found it. Nope, this is never going to happen again. Well, here we are 5 years later. And guess what? Same thing happened again. He says that we want in the future planes to be tracked in real time. This guy sounds like a politician. It's the same crud from him. Meanwhile, there's a sub on the scene for the missing airliner. A British nuclear submarine is in the Indian Ocean, and they're looking around for
it. What's that thing cost to have in the area for a couple of days?
By the way, I said this yesterday, $4 million an hour is the accrued cost of having this search go on and on and on and on and on. And so as they scour the waters southwest of Perth, or Australia, they have found nothing.
The Australian Prime Minister says it's one of the great mysteries of our time.
Well, there you go.
Do you think, let's go around the room here. Do you think it will ever be found, Doug?
Yes.
Jennifer.
But not
I
in the
too.
Water.
Okay. I don't. I'm kind of with Doug. I don't know where it will be found, but I think it will be found.
This sounds like you're doing McLaughlin, the McLaughlin thing, Richie. Very yeah.
wrong.
Wrong. Right. What do you think, Rich? Do you think it's in the bottom of the ocean?
Jennifer, what do you think? Wrong.
They'll find it.
Yeah. Wrong. I think they will find it, but, man, it's certainly a mystery. We are too curious not to let this go.
Mm-hmm.
We will search for it and search for it, but it just goes to show you how small we are on this little planet.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So the last crash that occurred, they got a lot of noise, and actually it was a Boeing 777. Remember last year when the Asiana plane went down going into SFO, San Francisco International? The airline says, listen to this, you'll love this. The feds say a pilot, there were four pilots in the cockpit, and the pilot that was in charge was flying too slow before the crash. So as soon as the feds say that, Asiana comes out and says, no, it's Boeing's fault because the auto throttle, it didn't work properly. And so the Boeing people came back and said, what do you mean? We've never had any problems with this. And the thing shouldn't have been on auto throttle anyway. You land in the plane.
You are such a homer for Boeing products.
Well,
like,
but
the minute someone throws a stone at Boeing, you get your feathers in a
ruffle.
I do,
because it is. But, okay, if Boeing's at fault, then you deal with it. But Boeing's not at fault here. As a matter of fact, they presented right after Asiana said, oh, it's our fault, our being Boeing's fault, their fault. Boeing documents the way the flight manual shows how this thing is supposed to be used. And it's not supposed to be used on landing. The plane is capable of landing itself, but not with the improper information put into the computer. And that's what they did, if in fact the thing wasn't. See, I haven't been convinced that they're trying to blame it on Boeing, but they can't seem to show or prove somehow from the records, and I don't know that this is information that's in the black box or not, whether the plane is being piloted by the pilot or it's on autopilot. There must be something in the record.
One of the things that will come out of this incident is that these all planes will have streaming GPS within the next 5 to 10 years. Right. They will set these things up so
but
that...
It's still not going to help an incompetent pilot land the plane, right?
No, but it will help the closest tower or anybody know where that plane last was. You will not be able to just fall off of the radar anymore. Mm-hmm. They will fix that problem.
The plane was at 1,600 feet, and the indication was the pilot was in control. They say no. The autopilot changed from pitch mode to flight level mode. And it's supposed to have been in manual mode, but yet the pilot was trying. I'm thinking the pilot was fighting and didn't know. They weren't paying attention. There are all kinds of stories about these guys fooling around the pilots, in the cockpit before the plane landed. They were talking. I think the pilot wasn't paying attention and tried to land it, but it was still in auto mode. I think that's what happened. I think the pilot tried to land the plane and didn't look down at the control board and see the thing had changed he hadn't disabled the autopilot and tried to land it, and the conflicting, he's got the stick, autopilot's trying to go one way, he's trying to stick it another way, and the plane doesn't know what it's doing, so boom, kaboom. I mean, I think that's what happened. That would be my explanation for this.
At this point, anything's feasible.
16 before the hour on Good Day.
In 1949, Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high. So she switched over to Geico and was like way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her Totes Awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. And I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It's 57 channels and
you're going to say something real quick.
Please.
Oh, wait.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Very involved. March Madness continues even though it's April, so it could be April Apples instead of March Madness. Catch all the excitement as they get down to the final four and now the final two and final whatevers. You can catch your favorite team and your favorite sauce together only at Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for March Madness. This is the anniversary. This date, 1978, J.R. Ewing and the Klan arrived at South Fork for the first time. Dallas on CBS. Larry Hagman starred as John Ross. The show originally was broadcast on Sunday, then moved to Saturday and then to Friday. Enormous hit, and the show continues and seems...
Mm-hmm. A reboot.
Well, more intriguing, more... I don't know. I'm not sure what to use as an adjective to describe it other than compelling.
It's soapy.
It really is soapy.
Right. You know, the show that actually competes with that on network TV is Nashville. Nashville is a great soapy show. Definitely check it out. All right, lots of TV news today, Dougie. The Voice, we like to start there. We play a lot of those clips from the show on this program. And in the fall, CeeLo Green and Christina Aguilera are set to come back and replace Shakira and Usher, who are the judges this season. Blake and Adam seem to have their spots there on either side. They're like the bookends of the show. But CeeLo, a couple of weeks ago, announced that he is no longer a member of The Voice. He's retiring. So they've replaced him with Pharrell Williams, you know, the guy that sings Happy, the Oscar-nominated song from Despicable Me 2. Yeah. Pharrell will be the new
coach. That
song's
being played every
day. He seems to have a lot of talent. He's written a lot of songs that are hits right now. The guy seems to be an actual musician instead of just somebody that writes or that gets songs written for them. He's the one that writes songs for everybody else.
Yeah, so he'll be a good addition to that show. Plus, Michael Strahan joining Good Morning America.
I heard
why
that.
Because they need a man. He's their guy.
He's a fun guy.
All right. Well, the other guy quit because he wasn't going to get 10 million a year. The newsreader there.
Yeah.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, now featuring a Jewish guy from Long Island who made it big in the world. He's Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, heard around the country and around the world every weekend with great tips, great information, great words of wisdom for those of you who love your dog and put up with your cat, other animals as well that are part of that wonderful feeling we have, but mostly it's around our dogs and our cats. So Warren's got the special news on whether or not you should nose print your pet. And it's pet, there's a dress up your pet day. Did you celebrate that, Warren?
Dress up my pet? No, my pets walk around butt naked.
If you if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a picture of my dog Charlotte with a tutu on. She's doing dress up day. I'm not sure how much she's liking it, but that's another story. All right. So let's get to the bottom of securing your dog in any number of ways, coming from Warren Eckstein just a moment here on Good Day.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed, may take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
All right, Warren Eckstein for the Pet Show here with Doug and Kenny and Richie and Jennifer. There's a new sort of a surge of interest as we have our fingerprints to identify us, some of us anyway, whether we've been arrested or not. Here's another story. Nose printing for dogs and cats. What about it, Warren?
Not so much for cats at the moment. They're working on that. But now they have nose print ID for dogs, which I think is a fabulous idea. I don't think
how
there's any...
How do you do that?
Well, basically, every dog's nose is like a human fingerprint. There's no two dog nose prints that are exactly alike. And it's a relatively easy thing to do. There's actually a company called ID Systems Integrative. And what they do is they make a nose print ID kit, and they send you the ink and all the stuff that you need, and you can take the impression.
Somebody had to stay up late one night to figure this out.
With a little scotch, I bet, too. But it's an interesting idea, though, because think about it. There's nothing more devastating for a pet guardian to come home and find their pet missing. So whatever you need to do. Now, my dogs don't have nose prints yet, but they do have ID tags, and they are microchipped, which I think is critical. And, you know, we're talking off the air a little bit of microchipping because I get this question all the time. Let's say I live in D.C., and I have my dog microchipped at the vet in D.C., but now I move to Iowa. What happens to that information? A lot of people don't realize you can change it. What you need to do is get the name of the microchip company. There's only a couple. You can get it from the vet or the shelter. You contact them, and for $10 or $15, they will change all the information. So if that microchip ever comes up at a shelter with your dog or cat being lost, they can now trace it to exactly
where you are. So let me understand,
because the chip is just zeros and ones that identifies that chip.
Exactly.
The information that identifies your dog is in the database at the company.
Exactly, and that's
I
what you need to
Richie change. Interrupts me to ask my question, but that's
because I was going to answer your question before you asked it.
Thank
but
you for
saving
much.
Us time.
It's critical that people realize that it can be changed. I changed mine when I moved, and I think it was like $10, and now all the information there is my current information. And also, this is critical. On that information, make sure not only is your information there, but a friend or a relative that doesn't live anywhere near you, if heaven forbid there's a disaster, and let's say you your numbers are down, at least they can contact a friend or a relative across the country.
Can they put, I mean, in their database, they could put unlimited information. They could put my whole family's contact information.
They can. I don't know if they charge extra for that, but they can put at least 3 or 4 different phone numbers and 3 or 4 different contacts. I think it's a great idea.
I got an email from somebody who identifies herself as Sister Carmel, and she wonders about mosquitoes in dogs. We know about deers and Lyme disease and that kind of stuff, deer ticks. But what about mosquitoes? Are they dangerous?
Absolutely. Heartworm. What's more dangerous for a dog than heartworm? In other words, the cure for heartworm is almost as dangerous as the heartworm itself. So, yeah.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They use, you know, poisons to get rid of the heartworm.
And so that means you got to have those little, like, ham cubes that you give the dog every month to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Well, first of all, you have to have the dog tested, and then the vet will give you whatever type of medication you need. But heartworm, dangerous. If you have any sitting water in your backyard, get rid of it.
No, no. To keep the animal from getting it.
Oh, to prevent it.
A monthly prevention cap, those ham things.
I must do.
Yeah, you got to do that. All dogs got to have the heartworm pills or whatever it is that's available. Check with your vet on that. You got to do that. You have to do that. Warren Eckstein, our pal on Good Day from The Pet Show, 59.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.